The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoc Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoc.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, July the 2nd, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia for the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia. Shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. A rescue is put on hold in Florida. Magdalene Rose on what Canada wants to do to the car industry. And prayers are requested as Cuba sees a spike in COVID cases. Rescue efforts at the site of a partially collapsed Florida condominium building were halted yesterday out of concern about the stability of the remaining structure. Search crews that have been atop the pile of rubble for the last week stopped work shortly after 2 a.m. The stoppage came on the same day that crews and relatives of those still missing were scheduled to meet with regime leader Joe Biden in a visit that many hoped would provide some measure of comfort to a devastated community. In other news, Canada wants to get rid of that gas guzzler in your driveway. Here's Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose with more.
Canada will ban the sale of fossil fuel-burning new cars and light-duty trucks from 2035 on in an effort to reach net zero emissions across the country by 2050. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government announced on Tuesday. From 2035 on, only zero-emissions cars and trucks can be sold, according to a statement. The government has also stated it will set interim targets for 2025 and 2030. Environment Minister Jonathan Wilkinson said in a statement, "We are committed to aligning Canada's zero-emissions vehicle sales targets with those of the most ambitious North American jurisdictions." U.S. media often likes to focus on how the U.S. is comparing to other countries in climate change action and conservation action, so it will be interesting to see if Democrat politicians here begin to talk about the Canada emissions story and to prioritize it in legislative session. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Finally, Bishop Juan de Rios Hernandez Ruiz of Pinar del Rio on Wednesday called on the faithful to pray that through the intersection of Our Lady of Charity, the COVID-19 pandemic, which has seen a sharp rise in Cuba, would come to an end. On June the 30th, the Diocese of Pinar del Rio posted on Facebook a letter signed by Bishop Hernandez and addressed to the pastoral workers and the faithful of the diocese and the country. The bishop said that the, quote, health situation of our country, and especially our diocese, has worsened as a result of a huge increase in cases of COVID-19, which has led, quote, the country to declare that it is in the community transmission phase. Our quote of the day comes from St. Teresa of Avila. The less we have here, the greater will be our joy in heaven. Coming up, our saints of the day, they were the prison guards in the Mamertine prison that were assigned to Saints Peter and Paul. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey folks, Mike Church here. This Independence Day, we celebrate the 14-year anniversary of the world premiere of my Road to Independence docudrama. It was 14 years ago that the Road to Independence took over the Sirius Patriot Channel for the entire day with a little help from some friendly voices.
And now an encore presentation of Mike Church's Road to Independence. Yeah!
To commemorate this milestone of epic cinematic proportions, I am practically giving away copies of this classic piece of historical truth-telling with the RTI Liberty Pack 2020 edition. You get the original 2-CD set, the Spirit of 76 3-CD set, plus a pocket constitution and a little R Republican bumper sticker 3-pack for just $17. 76 cents.
76 cents.
That's a small price to pay for truth-telling and independence. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer to get your RTI CD Liberty Pack for just $17.76. Go to MikeChurch.com/road. That's MikeChurch.com/road.
Our saints of the day are Procesus and Martinian. They were pagans and served as guards at the Mamertine prison in Rome. Say criminals were held in this prison, among them some Christians. Watching the Christian prisoners and listening to their preaching, Procesus and Martinian gradually came to the knowledge of the Savior. When the Holy Apostle Peter was locked up at the Mamertine prison, Procesus and Martinian came to believe in Christ. They accepted holy baptism from the Apostle and released him from prison. The jailer Paulinus learned about this, and he demanded that Saints Procesus and Martinian renounce Christ. But they fearlessly confessed Christ, and they spat at the golden statue of Jupiter. Paulinus ordered that they be slapped on the face, and then seeing the resolute stance of the holy martyrs, he subjected them to torture. The martyrs were beaten with iron rods, scorched with fire, and finally thrown into prison. A certain illustrious and pious woman by the name of Lucina visited them in prison and gave them help and encouragement. The torturer Paulinus was soon punished by God. He fell blind and died 3 days later. The son of Paulinus went to the city ruler demanding that the martyrs be put to death. Procesus and Martinian were beheaded by the sword around the year 67. Lucina buried the bodies of the martyrs, and today their tomb is in the south transept of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. 60 years after acing astronaut tests but barred because she was a woman, Wally Funk will rocket into space alongside Jeff Bezos in just 3 weeks. Bezos' company Blue Origin announced yesterday that the pioneering pilot will be on board the July 20th launch from West Texas, flying in the capsule as a, quote, honored guest. She'll join Bezos, his brother, and the winner of a $28 million charity auction as the first people to ride in a New Shepard rocket. At 82, she will be the oldest person to launch into space. Funk was the youngest of the so-called Mercury 13 women who went through astronaut training in the early 1960s, but never made it to space or even NASA's astronaut corps because they were female. Back then, all of NASA's astronauts were male military test pilots. Funk says she feels, quote, fabulous about finally getting the chance to go into space. Send me your news tips to Ron at CrusadeChannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.